MDA was only able to accomplish what they did thanks to the giving hearts of the American people from all these decades up to and including today. Sadly, that's not every heart. You've heard and maybe even know that person who doesn't give of themselves to help others. They even convince themselves they're doing right by proclaiming that charity begins at home. I think some of those who say that actually believe that's something found in the Bible. Well, hardly. The Bible clearly instructs in both the Old and New Testaments that if you want to be obedient to God's word, then giving to others is a huge part of that obedience. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, we're told, "Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need, and has no pity on him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love merely in word, merely in speech, but in deed and in truth." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 teaches us, "He that has pity upon the poor lends to the Lord, and what he has given, will he pay him again?" Knowing that giving can change a person's life and pleases God, how can that giving possibly make you anything other than joyful and happy? We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, "He who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man should give what his heart has decided, not grudgingly or from necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Thinking back to the days of the MDA telethon, I know there were people watching who saw the corporations come on stage with those multi-million dollar checks and they would say to themselves, "Well, what difference would my 20 bucks make?" Well, if everyone who was watching sent in $20, their efforts would easily surpass that multi-million dollar check from that corporation. Remember the story of the widow's mite in the Bible? That's where a poor widow cast in two mites that she had. A mite, by the way, that's pretty much the equivalent of a penny in our times. But it was all she had, as she offered it up. Jesus reacted to this in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 3. Jesus looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a certain poor widow casting in there two small coins, and he said, "Truly, I say to you that this poor widow has cast in more than they all." Another lesson from Jesus about giving is told in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. "Take heed that you do not your charity before men to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may receive glory from men. Truly I say to you that they have their reward. But when you do your alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret himself shall reward you openly." Now, if you don't have money to honor God with giving to those who have needs, you have time, don't you? Time to either help prepare or deliver meals. Time to set up a special event for a local charity that they're presenting. Time to offer a skill you have through God's blessings, by the way, that you can help a charity with. Yet there are still those who embrace the idea that charity begins at home. Is that still you? Who receives in that expression of charity? Well, you do. What do you receive? Closed doors? Missed opportunities to show compassion? Absence for a family member or friend who needs you desperately? What else are you receiving? A huge smile. From the devil, because he just loves whenever even just one person turns their back on their brother or sister. Is that really what you want? Is that truly who you are?